Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
Frustration mounted for members of the Alaska House of Representatives as it took them 31 days to organize into the legislative session. District 29 Representative Ben Carpenter of Nikiski spoke to KSRM, explaining what's happened.
It is a frustrating situation to see the People's House not functional. I would make a small correction to say that we were working. It just wasn't super productive. I have been in the office pretty near from 8 a.m. to after 7, 8 o'clock at night, most nights since I first arrived here, having conversations and developing relationships and trying to find a way to get the House to organize. And I kind of take exception that we weren't working. Yes, we weren't doing the people's business, but we were working very hard trying to find some kind of consensus to move us forward. And that finally broke. But I do want to be clear that we have been collectively working to try to find a way through this impasse.
Carpenter says that going into the session, he knew this legislative session was going to be difficult, regardless of if the Republicans were in control, because he says the House is ideologically divided. He says situations like that present challenges for elected members of the House. Two House members have implied that they don't intend on caucusing with or are a part of the bipartisan coalition or the Republican bloc. Carpenter says,
last couple weeks, we've identified that people within our Republican caucus here would rather work with the Democrats and the independents, who have a different philosophical approach to government than they do with the team of 18 now. There's obviously a divide between what those Republicans think and what the 18, the majority of the Republicans think. And that's part of the challenge that we had, not only within our own caucus finding agreement on how to move forward, but within the larger House membership, because we couldn't do it ourselves.
Representative Carpenter describes what the 18-member Republican bloc stands for during this legislative session.
Having a balanced budget this year, having some sort of a spending cap. I think that everybody would like to see a PFD paid. It's just the amount of the check. The larger sticking point being, how does that fit into the deficit that we have? Election integrity is another thing that we're all very much aligned on.
Add more frustration to the fact that committee hearings were canceled Thursday because a House member tested positive for COVID-19. The Alaska Marine Highway System is working to finalize the sale of its fast ferries to an overseas bidder. Mediterranean-based catamaran operator Trasmapi SA offered about $4.6 million for the MV Fairweather and MV Chininga ferries, according to Coast Alaska. The offer was less than half the $10 million reserve price set by the state. Bids were open January 13th, and a state procurement officer at the time said a lower price could still be negotiated. John Falvey, GM of the state-run ferry system, told the Senate Transportation Committee that the state has a responsive bidder, and officials were continuing work to close the deal. Alaska commissioned the fast ferries in the mid-2000s. They were popular because they completed voyages in about half the time as conventional ships. The ferries, however, were taken out of service in 2015 and 2019, and the Marine Highway System cited the rising fuel costs and poor performance in rough seas. The amount the state is seeking for the purchase of the ferries was not clear. The price for the catamarans when they first sold is $68 million. Trasmapi operates ferries between mainland Spain and the country's island of Ibiza. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.